You're listening to KVON 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay Wine Country. The following is a KVON sports presentation.
Clark Gymnasium on the campus of Justin Siena, as it's the Justin Siena Braves of Napa hosting the Napa High Grizzlies, as we have conference basketball in this new Vine Valley Athletic League. Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year. This is Ira C. Smith, along with Dino Alessio. Angelo Lyons is our engineer back at the KVON studio, and we're getting set for this intra-city rivalry. The Justin Siena Braves come in with a record of 9-5 overall. They are 0-2, though, in league play, losing to American Canyon and Petaluma. This is the first league game for Napa High, as they have an 8-5 record in non-league action. Zach Cook, back in his third year at Napa High, Greg Johnson assisting him. Also, Brad Swim, who is the JV coach, is assisting on the varsity as well. Well, the Justin Siena Braves are coached by first-year coach David Granucci, and he is assisted by a few players and the coaches and all that are on the sideline with him. Matt Huffman was the JV coach, or is the JV coach, was in that earlier game, by the way, that was won by Justin Siena. They beat Napa High in the JV action 53-49. It was a closely contested battle there in that fourth quarter. Justin led throughout most of the game and held on for the victory. Our broadcast tonight is sent your way with the good wishes of the Napa Valley Sports Boosters, and it looks like a pretty good turnout.
Yeah, Ira, it's a good crowd. We had great attendance last night for the girls' games, and it looks like we're going to have as many or more people out here on a Friday night in the winter. That's time to go watch a high school basketball game.
In that game last night that we broadcast, Justin Siena girls were victorious over Napa High. 51-40 was the final, as Ashley Whittemore led the Braves to the victory with 24 points in the game, while Siena Young had 17 points for Napa High in that loss. So Justin Siena girls are 2-0 in the league. They're tied with Vintage for first place.
And it's terrific to see, you know, these teams all playing each other in league play now. It makes for a lot more games that we can broadcast, and our broadcast schedule is pretty loaded for January. I think I counted 14 different basketball broadcasts that we'll be doing this month, and we've done one so far, so I guess that means we have 13 in the next 26 days, something like that.
Well, it's going to be a fun schedule. It's going to be an opportunity to see the different teams around the new Vine Valley Athletic League, and it's a chance for the fans to get out and show your support for the different teams. Justin Siena, which opened way back in 1966. So this is a 53rd year operation for that, compared to about 120 years for Napa High, about 119 of those they were the Indians.
Yep, now they're the Grouchos. Pardon me, not the Grouchos. The Grizzlies. I don't think they're Grouchos at all. They're the Grizzlies now, and it's interesting. I observed last night it appeared that the Napa girls varsity was wearing brown and gold uniforms, which might indicate maybe that a color change is in the works for Napa. Or then again, I may have just been imagining things. The Napa boys are dressed in their traditional navy and gold tonight. So I may just have been seeing things last night.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. Anyway, all right, we will be seeing the Napa girls several more times during the course of the season, although the next time they will be at home against Vinny's, and that's coming up next Tuesday night. So that's our next broadcast after the night of local high school basketball. And then next Wednesday night, January the 9th, it'll be the Vintage Boys playing at Napa High. Our next Vintage Girls away game will not come up until January 28th when they play at Vintage. And that, no, wait a minute, that's going to be the boys' game. So that we'll have to double-check the schedule as far as when our next away game is.
So what you're telling me is it might be quite a while before I'll get to see the Napa Road Unis again and be able to determine what color they are.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be back in a moment and hear from the coaches, David Granucci for the Justin Santa Braves, Zach Cook for Napa High Grizzlies, after we take this time out for these messages. Well, we're here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium for tonight's basketball broadcast. It is Vine Valley Athletic League boys action tonight as Napa High Grizzlies come in with their head coach, Zach Cook, took over 3 years ago from Scott Blunt and his assistant, Greg Johnson, who's been around for quite some time. Remember when Greg played basketball for Napa High, and he was shooting those three-pointers and making them before they counted 3 points. That was back in the two-point era, and he went on to college, and still it was the two-point shot. And after that, they changed it to three, but Greg would have had a lot more points had they had that three-point basket in place at that time. So let's find out from Zach Cook about his thoughts on tonight. Well, let's find out from Zach Cook a little bit about how this team has been coming along now that you move into the conference portion of your schedule.
Yeah, things are going good right now. We're playing well. We feel like we're hitting our stride right when we start league, and we're healthy, and our team really likes to be around each other, and we get along, so it's been fun so far.
Yeah, it does seem like a team atmosphere, particularly games and practices as well.
Yeah, all 12 guys have been great. You know, you always have guys that don't play as much as others, and our bench has been amazing all year, cheering on the starters and the other guys that play more minutes, so we really are a team, and it's a good feeling.
How was the level of competition you met in pre-league?
Good. We played the Costa tournament, played some really good teams over there. We played Cardinal Newman early in the year, El Capitan, Montgomery, Annaly, Vacaville. So it was a nice balanced preseason, I think.
And you won your own tournament.
Yeah, it was a round robin, so we went 3-0, Bethel went 3-0, so they technically won it. They beat El Capitan by more than us, so we gave them the championship, and then we actually ended up playing them a couple weeks later, and they whipped us pretty good, so they deserved the championship, but nonetheless, always good to go 3-0 in a tournament.
Have you found it necessary for any adjustments as the season progresses?
Not really. We just try to keep things simple and do what we do and get better at what we do and not add too much or take away too much. Less is more, I think, in the game of basketball, and that's kind of been one of our mantras.
Well, those are the comments that we heard from Zach Cook. And let's find out a little bit about the home team tonight as David Granucci is in his first year as the head coach, taking over from Jason Rockwell, who didn't quite finish last year, but he took over from Damani Hendricks. And what a great job Damani had done with the Braves program. He had taken over from Mike Bowles, and before that it was Ray Particelli for 5 years. Ray being a 1979 graduate of Justin Sinna, and Phil Rosenberg before that. And Phil's here tonight, and he doesn't realize it's winter. He is here in his shorts. And so anyway, it seems like a cool night outside, but inside the gymnasium must be something of a different nature. So here are comments from David Granucci, the Justin Sinna head coach.
This is a new league. None of the coaches have had a chance to really get an idea, but you've had a couple games in the league. What do you think so far is this new league?
It's new to, everything's new to me because it's my first year here. So I think it's competitive. I think it's good basketball. I think it's well coached. It's a good league. I think it's a good league for the kids. I think it's a good league for the coaches. I think it's a good league for the students because it's close proximity as far as schools. There's some built-in rivalries already. So I think it's really good for everybody. Yeah.
When you were in the MCAL, Marin County Athletic League, was Justin Sienna part of that at the time?
No. When I was playing, they were not. Nope.
So they came in a little later then.
They came in, I think, I want to say maybe a couple years after I left, yeah.
What type of philosophy do you have when it comes to teaching basketball? Do you like to concentrate on any one aspect?
I think there's a multiple aspects that we focus in on. We want to build a culture first. We want to develop a culture, but first and foremost, we want to be able to defend the basketball. So we want to be able to guard it. That's a huge thing for us. You're not always going to make shots. You're not always going to score the ball. You got to be able to defend it every possession throughout the game. The other side of that is, one is building an offensive system, but it's also skill development. We want our guys to continually get better throughout the season, day in and day out. So we constantly work on skill development. We feel like if our guys are getting better, then collectively we're getting better. So I think those two things are really key to us. But defending has been what we've hung our hat on all year. So.
Did you select an assistant coach after you were hired?
I did. I mean, I went on a long search. I had some guys in mind, and then that didn't work out. But I'm really fortunate to get George Nesman's son, John, who played for Justin Sienna just a year ago. While he's young, he's really smart, knows the school really well, knows the kids really well, so really helped my transition in coming here because he was familiar with the culture here and the team here, and it could really give me some insight on each kid. And then Eli Granada, who played here, another guy, which is big, someone who else knows the school, knows the area. So those guys were, recommended by other people I knew around here. So I reached out to them. So I didn't know them coming in. And then the last guy, Matt Uffman, who's our JV coach, who helps us out as well, was just, we struck the lottery on that one. I mean, he teaches at Cal Lutheran, St. John's Lutheran, which is right down the street. He knows the area, has been here for about 3 or 4 years, highly recommended, and he's been really good in building our culture with the JV.
Well, those were the comments from David Granucci, the new head coach here at Justin Sienna in Napa, the host school for tonight's contest against Napa High. For Napa, there are 3 seniors, 6 juniors, and a couple sophomores, and 1 freshman on the roster, and that 1 freshman is a starter. Tyler Oda is his name. And do you know when you see a freshman starting on the varsity, he must know something about basketball.
Yep, they wouldn't have him on the varsity unless they expected him to play, because as a freshman, you need to play and develop. And if you can do it at the varsity level, that's great. And a game we broadcast back in December, he was tremendously impressive. My recollection is he only turned the ball over once or twice in the game and played really well. And, since then, he's now a grizzled veteran. He's actually played 8 or 9 games. At that time, he had only played 1 or 2. So he might be 4 times as good tonight.
And the Justin Sienna Braves have 6 seniors on their varsity roster, with 4 juniors and 4 sophomores. So it'll be interesting to see the matchups when this game gets underway. The starters for Napa High, Stephen Bloom, will be getting 1 assignment. Taylor Oda, we mentioned, the freshman. Brock Bauer is a sophomore. What an athlete he is. Vince O'Kelly, a senior, and Zach Swim, a senior. for Justin Tenna, their starters, will include Barrett Donahoe, fresh from a very successful football season, Kevin Galvin, Zachary Kiefer, Salome Anatoni, and Liam McDivitt are the starters there. And we're going to take time out. They're going to have the introduction of the players and the national anthem. So we'll be back here at the Dan Clark Gym after these messages. Hey, welcome back now. After the playing of the national anthem, we are just about set to get this game underway in Vine Valley Athletic League competition from the Dan Clark Gymnasium at Justin Siena. Coming into tonight, looking at what the schools have done, we mentioned Napa High playing in its first league game, first time ever in the Vine Valley Athletic League for Napa High. They are 8-5. In pre-league play, and the Justin Tenna Braves are 9-5 in pre-league, but they are 0-2 in the league. They've already lost close games to American Canyon and to Petaluma. The two officials assigned to tonight's game, and yes, Dino, it's just two. When they were in the MCAL, Justin Tenna would have three officials at a game.
That's true. I do recall that. But two will do a good job, I'm sure.
Well, they did a great job, I thought, in that JV game. Jim McLaughlin, he's a longtime official, and you know you're going to get a good call on the game when he's the one of the officials. Kerry Kramos is the other official working with McLaughlin tonight. Again, mentioning Justin Siena did win the JV game, 53-49, close contest there. Justin Sin will be in their white uniforms. They have the dark blue numerals and the scarlet trim. Napa High in the navy blue with the white numerals and the gold trim. And the tip is controlled by Justin Siena, and we are underway. Barrett Donahoe has it at the top of the key. Starts to drive the right side, goes to the baseline, spins around, double team. So he passes it back out now to McDivitt. McDivitt working one-on-one against Bloom. And he flips a little pass over to the side and driving around but not getting a shot was Galvin. He passes it out, and the ball was partially deflected on a good defensive play by Stephen Bloom. And here come Napa High with their first possession of the game. As they bring it into the attacking territory on a high post, is Bowers, passes over in the left corner. A three-point attempt by Bloom is no good. Rebound to Justin Siena. No score, just underway as Donahoe drives into the forecourt. Sit over to Galvin, drives in, passes under the basket, and trying for a shot was Landon Misfagel, and he had it blocked. And the rebound, Napa High coming down. Swim puts up a prayer there on a running shot. He thought he was fouled on the play, gets the rebound, goes back up. He missed that, gets his rebound again, and this time he is fouled. He had a 20-some point game the other night. Zach Swim, his father coaches the JVs and assists on the varsity level. They ruled it was not in the act of shooting, so it will be just inbounded. That foul against Benz. There's a shot. Good! As Bowers, the sophomore, worked it in the lane and was able to get a little half hook away to get the first basket in the game. Here comes Donahoe driving down the lane, kicking a pass out to the right side to Laverte. Now to McDivitt. McDivitt can't get a shot away. It's over, driving in and getting the shot away, and scoring for the Braves is Anatoni. Solomon Anatoni, who's a junior, ties up the game at 2. On the right side, it's O'Kelly for Napa. Now he starts to work the weave over to Oda, the freshman. Passes it over to Bloom. Gets a return pass now. And they work it around now to Zach Swim. Over around, up and in by Brock Bowers. Bowers with two quick field goals for Napa. And Donahoe nearly lost possession of the ball as Oda was pressuring him. But he picks it up, gets it over to Galvin. Drives in, goes up, shoots. He scores! Kevin Galvin gets his first basket, and we're tied at four. Napa High brings the ball in the forecourt. Oda to Bowers, lobs one into Swim. He has the ball deflected, goes for it, and a foul. The foul is going to go against Justin Sienna. That's the second team foul. The foul is charged to Anatoni. His first personal. The long inbounds pass comes out to Swim. He's between circles. Now they work it over towards the left corner against the man-to-man defense, and Bloom shoots over the defense. No good. Rebounded by Donahoe. He leads the Braves in bringing the ball into the forecourt. We have Kiefer setting a pick. The pass goes to Galvin, drives in, goes up, misses this time, and the rebound comes out to O'Kelly. O'Kelly will bring the ball into the forecourt. The little pass over to Oda. Oda between circles now as they're working it over towards the right side. Now they switch and come back. The ball is loose, picked up, however, by Oda. Passes to Bloom, back to Oda. Oda checked off and gets it to Bauer. Bauer starts in, kicks it back to Oda. Oda is double-teamed, so he passes over to Swim, drives in, goes up, shoots, misses, and the 30-second clock was expiring, and the Braves rebound. We're tied at four into the forecourt with the ball. Donahoe over and out of Galvin, drives in, used up the dribble, passes to McDivitt. He has the ball deflected, gets the rebound, puts it up. No, but fouled, yes. It'll be a two-shot foul coming for Liam McDivitt. Chance to break the tie. The foul is on O'Kelly. That is its first foul, team second. McDivitt scores the first free throw. He'll be there now for number two with his team getting into the lead here with the about 4 minutes to go in the quarter, and he scores both free throws. So Napa, with the ball, coming into the attacking territory, Tyler Oda, puts it towards the right side. Now they kick it back out to the top, the key to Bowers. Bowers to Bloom. Bloom drives in, goes up, shoots, miss. Rebound McDivitt for Justin Sienna. Lets the defense siphon by, and hands the ball off to Barrett Donahoe, who walks at the forecourt, and a bounce pass goes under the basket. They can't get a shot away, so they swing it back out to Galvin. Now driving it and firing it up is Donahoe. He missed it, about a 10-footer, a little floater, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Napa High. Justin Sienna will inbound the ball to the left of the basket for which they are shooting with 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. The inbounds pass comes way out to Kiefer, and shot up, no good. Rebound out of bounds, Napa's ball. So Kiefer is in on that front line along with Galvin. They have McDivitt out there and Donahoe along with Anatoni. That's the quintet on the court now for Justin Sienna. Goes down to Swim. He's double-teamed. The ball is stolen away from Swim by the Braves. Here comes McDivitt, top of the key, starts down the lane, kicks it over now to Galvin, out to Anatoni, who tries a three, no good. Rebound Bowers for Napa, needs a fast break, getting the ball into the left-hand corner to Bloom, fakes the shot, sends it back out. Now comes to Bauer to the right of the lane, and a foul is called. I think Donahoe may be charged for that personal, not a shooting foul. Now the foul's going to go against Kiefer. That's the third team foul against the Braves, one so far against Napa High. Triggering the inbounds is Tyler Odom, deflected right back out of bounds by the Braves defense. 6-4 the score, 2:47 to go in the first quarter of play. Underneath the Bowers, deflected away and out of bounds again to Napa. Well, the Braves being very tenacious on defense, trying to prevent Napa from getting the ball inside where they would have a height advantage. The inbounds pass goes back near the timeline to Oda. Oda working sort of the weave now, setting up the pattern. It goes to Bauer, top of the key, over the left side to Bloom. Bauer sets the pick. Bloom passes to him as he rolls off the pick, puts the shot up and hits it. As Bowers has all 6 points for Napa High in a 6-6 ball game here. Donahoe used up the dribble, feeds over the side. A turnaround jumper is up, no good by Kiefer, and the rebound is taken by Swim for Napa. He leads the fast break, going down, and he loses possession of the ball, but another Justin Sienna foul is called. And not yet into a shooting situation, not the one-and-one yet. That foul charged on Galvin, his first, team's fourth. So they get into the one-and-one bonus after the sixth foul. Inbounds pass to Brock. Bowers, that is, out to Bloom. He hits a three. Stephen Bloom. So that makes it 9-6. Napa in the lead now, into the forecourt. The Braves with their pass over to Galvin, deep in that left corner, goes towards the baseline, spins there, double team, as he had both Swim and O'Kelly on him. Passes it back out now to Anantoni. Over the left side, a shot up by Kiefer. It's good. It hit the rim, went up in the air, and then settled down in. Zachary Kiefer becomes the fourth Brave to get into the scoring column. 2 points for each of the four. Bowers drives into the lane, goes up, shoots, and scores. Wow. You can't stop him. Brock Bowers has 4 field goals. And with a minute 11 to go, there's a timeout here at Dan Clark Gym. So we'll be back in just a moment with the score 11-8. Justin Sienna is trailing Napa High. Right after this message, we'll be back. Well, the Braves drive down in the forecourt. A hurry-up shot going baseline by Donahoe is no good, and it's cleared out by Napa High as we resume action here. And Bowers was hit in the chest, and there is I don't know if you call it an injuries timeout, but an official's timeout to find out. Now they're going to check on the condition of Brock Bowers. He's just a sophomore, and we indicated that he has had 4 field goals for 8 of the team's 11 points. The other 3 came on Stephen Bloom's 3-pointer.
And he runs the basketball court remarkably the way he runs on the football field. I would not want to be the person in his way trying to stop him when he drives to that basket.
Well, he's going to stay in as the the Napa Grizzlies put the ball in play. They work it out to be beyond the arc, and it is Oda over to Bloom. Bloom has his pass intercepted by Barrett Donahoe as he quickly comes across the logo in the center of the court. Now he pulls it back out to the left side, going toward the left corner. Now they swing it around over to Anantoni underneath. Now back out to Donahoe. Fakes the three, drives into the lane, can't get a shot. Gives it over to Galvin. Galvin drives baseline, can't get a shot. Checked off by Zach Swim there. 9 seconds on the shot clock, 8 seconds. There are 5 seconds on the shot clock and 6 seconds on the game clock in the quarter, and a foul is called on Napa High. It was in the act of shooting, I think. That foul was on Oda, his first. And it will be a 2-shot foul for Barrett Donahoe.
He'll be at the line with his team trailing by 3 here in this first quarter of play. Eyes the basket, his free throw, perfect. Barrett, a very successful quarterback on the football team. Gets the second attempt here in a moment. Wyatt Humphreys, a sophomore, checks into the ball game, replacing Zachary Kiefer for Justin Sienna. And back for his second attempt at the foul line is Barrett Donahoe. Right-hand free throw, perfect. So it's a one-point game. Napa inbounds the ball to O'Kelly. Quickly over to Swim. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. The Bloom, 1 second. They'll not get the shot away. And the end of the first quarter, the score is Napa High 11. Justin Sienna of Napa 10. Back after this message. Well, let's check with Dino Alessio on that first quarter shooting.
The Grizzlies made 5 out of 12, including 1 3-pointer. They did not shoot a free throw. The Braves were 3 of 13. They were 0 for 1 from beyond the arc, and they were 4 for 4 from the free throw line.
Wow, that is good shooting.
Yeah, and Napa leads in rebounding 8 to 6. Turnovers, just 2 for Napa and none for Justin in that first quarter.
As we resume action now, it's the second quarter, and Bloom drives in. He goes up, he scores. Stephen Bloom gets his second field goal. The first one was a three-pointer, and it's a three-point lead for Napa. Donahoe into the forecourt. Pass over to Galvin, working it around the key area now. And Donahoe goes in, goes up, he shoots, he missed, but was called for a travel. So that's the first. Or check it. No, it was an offensive foul, which will still be a turnover. So the offensive foul on Donahoe actually put his head down and started to drive toward the basket. Napa brings the ball forecourt to Bowers as the sophomore is well out on the right side. He looks around. He's guarded fairly tightly over there by Wyatt Humphreys. Pass goes to the top of the key now to Greenlee, and he tries a shot, no good. Rebounded by Justin Sienna. 1 minute into the second quarter, 13-10 score. Donahoe passes over in the right-hand corner. McDivitt, he used up the dribble as he started to go to the top of the key. Passes to Humphrey, low post right side. Playing against a man-to-man defense used by Napa. Donahoe's going to be double-teamed, so he passes it over to Galvin. Galvin goes into the lane, stops there, and passes over on the right side. Donahoe with 2 seconds on the shot clock, fires one up, no good. It did hit the rim, but the rebound comes out to Bloom for Napa High, leading by 3. Pass over to Vince O'Kelly. O'Kelly passes quarter court right side. Now in the middle to Bowers, missed the shot, rebound is good. Brock Bowers followed his missed shot and put it back in for his 5th field goal of the game. In fact, Bowers has as many points as Justin Sienna does, 10. Napa leads it 15-10. The other 5 points for Napa scored by Stephen Bloom. There's a shot from the right corner. Swish! Nothing but net for Wyatt Humphreys. Humphreys getting the three-point basket, and it's a two-point lead now for Napa. Comes into the forecourt. Greenlee fires in 3, no good. Rebound is tipped over to Zach Swim. Drives in, goes up, shoots, misses. Rebound taken out now by Kevin Galvin for Justin Sienna. Chance to tie it up or take the lead at the 5:20 mark here in the second quarter. 15-13 score. Pass goes underneath, shot up, good, and 1 as Wyatt Humphreys got the basket and was fouled on the play. And Humphreys, since coming in, has scored 5 points for the Braves in this quarter to tie up the game. That foul is charged against Bowers. That is his first. That's the team's 5th. Or check it, it's only the 3rd team foul, 5 team fouls on Justin Sienna. Coming into the ball game, Jason Satan
Zatton, rather, as he makes his first appearance in the ball game. And at the free throw line, attempting to give the Braves the lead is Humphreys. And he does. It rolls around the rim and then nestles in. So he has 6 points in the second quarter since coming in. Driving into the lane is Swim, and he forced one up and was fouled. So he'll go to the line for two shots. That foul is going to be called on Donahoe. It's his second foul. The one-and-one bonus will be in effect on the next common foul. The free throw is good by Swim. That was point number one for him on the evening. And it ties the game up, and he makes the second one to put Napa back in the lead. 17-16, a little bit of a seesaw battle here in this second quarter. Braves on the attack now as they bring it top the key. Humphreys tries another three. This one was in and out, and it is rebounded, though, by Satin. Comes over now to McDivitt. He fires a 20-footer, spins in and out, no good. Satin tried for the rebound, tips it back out, and Justin has the ball, and another three from the left corner is no good by Humphrey. And it's rebounded this time by Napa. And they bounce the ball. I guess it's off of Justin Tennant, so it'll stay with Napa. Inside of 4.5 minutes to go in the first half, 17-16. Napa with the ball and the lead. Good turnout here from the fan base at Justin Tennant by both the Napa and the Justin partisans. Low post, it's Swim putting it up, banking it in for Zach. That's his first field goal. He has 4 points in the game, and we have 4 minutes to go in the first half. There is Humphrey, a little shovel pass over to McDivitt. McDivitt fakes right, drives left, can't shoot. Passes it over now to Anatoni. He spins around and nearly lost the ball, picked up by Humphrey. Kicks it back out to Anatoni for a three, and it's an air ball, saved from going out of bounds, but they save it right to Napa High, and then there is a foul. So it'll be a 1-1 coming for Justin now, as that was the seventh team foul, and the Braves foul will go against Anatoni, which is second personal foul. Team fouls against Napa, just three. That was the seventh, though, against Justin Sienna. So at the free throw line, Tyler Oda at the foul line for the first time. And he missed the free throw, so he'll not get the bonus. Rebound taken by Satin. They bring it in the forecourt. Anatoni has his shot blocked as he was driving the range. A good block by Logan Van Zandt, who had just come in, down quickly. Greenlee tries a hurried-up three-pointer, no good, and the rebound comes way back out to Bowers. Brock Bowers traced it down. Back to Greenlee, another three is up, no good. This rebound to Anatoni, and Justin Sienna down by three with the ball, coming up on 3 minutes to go in the first half. Humphreys, a little shovel pass now as they work the weave. McDivitt spins around. He wants to shoot, but he's double-teamed. Can't get the shot away. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Pass underneath to Satin and deflected away and stolen by Greenlee. Greenlee leads a fast break for Napa coming into the right of the lane. Kicking it into the left corner. A three-point attempt. No good. But we have a foul, and it will be three shots coming as he was behind the arc. So it'll be 3 points. Or three shots coming. The foul on Keith Benz, who had just come onto the court for the Braves. And at the free throw line, the first one is good by Logan Van Zandt. Logan, a junior, has two more free throws coming. His team ahead now by 4. Make it 5. And he has one more free throw. Back into the Justin lineup is Kevin Galvin. He replaces Anatone. And back to the line, trying to make it the perfect 3-for-3, but Van Zandt misses. But he runs down his rebound on a long carom out to the right side. Puts it in the middle. A hurry-up shot is no good by Oda, and it's rebounded by the Braves. So Justin, with 2.5 minutes to go in the second quarter, trailing by 5, has the ball stolen away as Van Zandt steals it right back. Over to Greenlee, forecourt, top of the key. Comes down the left side to Bloom. Now cross-court as they get it over to the right side to Bowers. Brock Bowers to Greenlee. In fact, they nearly ran into each other as they started the weave. Now goes over Van Zandt to Bowers. Bowers goes in the lane. Passed over to the left side now. He gets it to Oda. Oda used up the dribble. Over to Greenlee. He tries another 3. This is way off the mark. Rebound by Bauer. Up and good. Brock Bowers, the right place at the right time. He has a dozen. And Napa has its biggest lead now at 23-16. We're checking the official to see if it's a full timeout. So we'll take time now. 1:46 to go in the first half. We'll be right back after this message. Well, we'll check with Dino Alessio now on some shooting here in this second quarter as Napa is starting to pull away.
So Napa's 4 out of 15 in this quarter from the floor, but they've also made 4 out of 5 from the, 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. For Justin, they've only taken 8 shots in this quarter. They did make 2 of them. One of those was a 3-pointer, and Justin's only shot and made 1 free throw in this quarter. So Napa, which led by just 1 point at the end of one quarter, is now up by 7 with a minute 46 to go in the first half, Ira.
The Braves, who had balanced scoring in the first quarter, only had 1 player score in the second quarter, and he came off the bench. Wyatt Humphreys, a sophomore, he hit the 3-pointer, he hit the 2-pointer, and then he hit the free throw. So that has been the extent of the Braves scoring here in this second quarter. Quickly down court, Greenlee tried a quick shot. He got down to the baseline and hurried it up but missed. Rebounded by the Braves, fast break. Benz drives in. He gets the pass over. Up with the shot is Galvin, no good, and the ball Karam's out of bounds. It'll be Napa's ball with 1.5 minutes to go in the first half. Braves have gone cold here in this second quarter, trailing it by 7 as they quickly get back on defense. Their transition has been very good. Bowers get over to the left side now as they work it to Bloom. Now at the top of the key, they work it over to Van Zandt to Greenlee. Greenlee likes to shoot the 3. He backs up, but now he drives in. Goes up, shoots no good. Rebound, Bowers is good. Oh, what a first half Brock Bowers is having. He has 14 points. Justin Jenna has a total of 16 points. And the Braves are down by 9 as they bring the ball in the forecourt inside of a minute to go in the first half. Braves working it around. Goes over to Humphreys, goes up, shoots, no good. Goes for the rebound, but taken by Bowers. A lead pass comes off to the right side to Van Zandt, and is stolen away from him by Kevin Galvin. Galvin back the other way with 1/2 minute to go in the first half. He pulls it back out now, getting the pass over to Humphreys. Humphreys over the top of the key now, gets it to Benz. As Keith Benz, just a sophomore, working against Greenlee. And we have a whistle away from the ball. As it's going to be a foul against Napa High. Van Zandt is going to be called for the personal foul. That is only the 4th team foul, so the Braves are not yet in the bonus and will probably not be in this half with only 10 seconds to go. They kick it into the right-hand corner with 7 seconds. McDivitt drives in, goes up, missed. Rebound put up, and a foul is called. It'll be a 2-shot foul as Kevin Galvin got the offensive board,
put it back up and was fouled on the play by Bloom, his first personal foul. Team's fifth. That sends Kevin Galvin to the free throw line. The senior sights, shoots, scores. That's the first player beside Humphreys to have scored here in the second quarter for the Braves. Next free throw is up, and that one is no good, and is taken by Bowers off the defensive backboard, but that is also going to end the first half. And that second quarter was a good one for Napa High, particularly from a defensive standpoint. Justin Sienna did manage 7 points in the quarter. Napa High managed 14. They doubled their total against the Braves in that period. So we're at halftime, and we'll be back with a look at the halftime statistics when we continue here on KVON, the halftime score, Napa High 25, Justin Sienna of Napa 17.
The staff at Napa Electric would like to take this opportunity to wish a bright...
Okay, well, we're back here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium. The guy that has been on the coaching scene and all, and we alluded to earlier, Phil Rosenberg, he was here, didn't realize it was winter because he was wearing shorts tonight. Phil, what's the story?
Well, I decided that you either wear them or you don't wear them, and I really like my shorts because it makes me feel like I'm still coaching.
It makes you feel like it's springtime.
That's exactly right, and it's so cold, I can use any kind of warmth we can get.
Well, when you were coaching the Braves, you had were right ahead of Ray Particelli.
Yes, yeah. Ray followed me. I had a great time here. I had great kids here. I think this is a great, great school. I really do.
Well, that's evident by your support, as we have seen you numerous times attending ball games.
Oh yeah, I come over here as much as I can, both on the women's side and the men's side. I like to support the kids, and I like to support the coaches because I know both the coaches and. I think they're both excellent on both levels. I think the women's coach is a very good coach, and I think the new men's coach is a very, very good coach.
You try to guess what you might do in a particular situation, or do you leave it to the bench coach?
Well, I just leave it to the bench coach because they're the ones that are working with the kids every single day, and they know the nuances that they're looking for as far as who they're playing, and they understand the rotation that they want to get with the players they want to have on the floor at certain times.
You ever have the feeling that you want to get back into some aspect of coaching?
Oh, yeah. I look at it all the time. I'm coaching a seventh grade team over in Sonoma St. Francis Catholic School. And until this year, I was coaching both the Adele Middle School and the St. Francis Catholic School League. But the Catholic School League was in the fall, and the Middle School League was in the winter. So I was going back to back.
Well, I remember when you were coaching at Justin Center, you were always very cooperative. So I just wanted to get the information about you wearing shorts this time of the year.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, Phil Rosenberg, who former basketball coach for Justin Center boys, and now the current statistician, as we have Dino Alessio telling us about what happened in that second quarter for the Braves.
So in that second quarter for Justin, they struggled shooting the ball, making just 2 out of 12 from the floor. One of those was a three-pointer. They were 1 out of 5 there, and 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. For the visitors, the Napa Grizzlies, they were 5 out of 18 in that quarter. They did miss on 5 three-point tries, and they were 4 of 6 from the free throw line. So altogether for Napa, they're 10 out of 30 from the floor. And the Justin Braves are only 5 out of 25 from shooting in that first half. And the rebounding favors Napa pretty substantially, 21 to 15. Which is part of the reason that Napa's been able to get off 5 more shots than Justin has. Napa leads in rebounding 21 to 15. Napa's committed only 3 turnovers.
Justin's committed only four, so it's been fairly even there. But for Justin, they're going to have to improve their shooting in the second half. Napa just needs to stay the course and keep doing what they're doing, especially the rebounding, because every time, you know, every rebound that you have an edge is one more shot that you're getting to take or one fewer shot that the opponent is getting to take, and you never make any of the shots you don't take, Ira.
Well, I tell you, this was almost the Brock Bowers first half. You were talking about the rebounding, and Bowers has been excellent off of both the offensive and defensive backboards there, plus coming through with seven field goals. He had 14 of his team's 25 points and really had a great effort, while Justin having trouble scoring, shooting just 20% compared to 33% for Napa High.
Yeah, and for Brock Bowers, I don't keep track of individual rebounds, but on paper, but I believe I had him with at least seven rebounds in that first half. So he's on his way most likely to a double-double.
Yeah, he is looking very good out there, and he took a little shove in the chest at one point, but stayed in the ball game. Other games tonight, American Canyon is home to Casa Grande. American Canyon 2-0 going into tonight in league play. Casa Grande of Petaluma 1-1 as they entered league play tonight. And the Vintage Crushers are at Petaluma. Vintage is 1-1 in league play. Petaluma is 1-0, and that one win was against Justin Siena. So that is where they stand as far as league games tonight. Up Valley, St. Helena is hosting Middletown. They have both the boys and girls varsity game being played there. And just behind us here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium is the Dodd Stadium, football and soccer. And tonight there is a soccer, a girls high school soccer match, as Napa High is taking on Justin Siena in that soccer match. And over at Memorial Stadium in Napa, another Vine Valley Athletic League matchup, the Vintage Girls hosting Petaluma, and American Canyon Girls are home to Casa Grande of Petaluma tonight in girls soccer. Napa Valley College men had a home game tonight against Mendocino. And Dino, our next broadcast is next Tuesday. That'll be the big game, Vintage against Napa High girls, and then next Wednesday night, the big game for the boys, Vintage at Napa High for the boys. So busy week coming up next week. We'll also be on a week from tonight on Friday night. That'll be Sonoma Valley at Vintage. It'll be our first time to have a look at the Sonoma Valley Dragons.
Yeah, it's really going to be fun as, you know, everybody in the league is going to play everybody else twice. And I think until everybody's played everybody the first time, we're not going to really know who's going to be the top team, since this is a brand new league. But the thing I enjoy, next week, Napa Vintage, obviously that's the big game, not just figuratively, but literally. I mean, we call it the big game. But now that Napa and Vintage are going to be playing Justin on a regular basis and American Canyon, I mean, every game can be a big game in this league, and that's what's going to make it fun.
It's going to be exciting for us, and we appreciate your being alongside on the radio. So when you have a chance and can't make it to a game, listen, we're underway now. Just starting on the third quarter, Justin gets the ball in the alternate position. There's a hurry-up shot that misses, and the rebound comes off to Napa High. And here we go. We're underway. Tyler Oda brings the ball in the forecourt for Napa. Looks like Justin stays in their man-to-man alignment. Pass goes low post to Swim, spins around, goes baseline, forces one up, no good. Rebounded by Bowers, goes back up and scores. Well, there's that combination of the offensive rebound and the putback. He has 16 points. Justin has 17 points. And it's a 10-point lead for Napa, their biggest lead in the ball game. Coming in the forecourt, Donahoe goes up the attempt for the basket, missed it as he drove the lane. swim, rebounds, goes the length of the court, lays it up, missed the layup, and McDivitt rebounds. Liam McDivitt, a junior, drives into the forecourt and stops the dribble, passes it back out to Donahoe. Donahoe starts the weave, giving the ball over to Galvin. Galvin takes it to the right side. Then they get Galvin on the drive, kicking it over into the left-hand corner now to Antone. Back to Galvin, and tried to pass underneath to Miss Fagel, but it is stolen away with the ball, Napa high. Swim may go all the way again. He does, and he missed, but we have a blocking foul. And that, boy, I tell you, Swim went in hard, kind of put his knee up into the chest of the Justin defender. That's one of those judgment calls, you know, when you have a guy charged. Was the defender moving at the time, or was he set? But Swim went into him really hard. And whoever he ran into is still down. I think it was McDivitt. And kind of Swim kind of put his knee up in that right into the chest of McDivitt. Now they're helping him up now. So his coach, David Granucci, went down there to check. And McDivitt coming back into the huddle. Let's see if he is going to stay in the lineup. Looks like he may be coming out as Jaden Satin gets off the bench. But McDivitt, he's going to have to come out for a moment, at least for till the next dead ball. And that means that Coach Granucci has to make a change. So he's putting Keith Benz back in there, replacing Liam McDivitt. Now, McDivitt can come back in on the next dead ball. 6.5 minutes to go. We're in the third quarter, 27-17, and at the free throw line is Swim, who is 2-for-2 tonight. Make that 3-for-3 as he scores the first free throw. Zach also has scored a field goal, so he has 5 points as he's back at the foul line again. And he makes it 4-for-4 at the line. And his team up now by a dozen. Biggest lead, Justin's having problem as the Napa using full court zone press. And an interception by Swim. Swim, a lead pass to Brock. Brock Bowers, that is. And he fires it over into the left-hand corner to Oda. He starts to drive the baseline. He is checked off there. And he looks at the three, doesn't take it, passes into the corner. Bloom, he will take it, no good. Offensive rebound by Bowers, back up, yes, and one. Oh, my goodness, another offensive rebound, another basket, and a free throw opportunity. This will be Bowers' first trip to the foul line. Barrett Donahoe was called for the foul. You know, Dino, when talking to some different people, they thought that Napa may be the favorite for this league, and this is their first league game.
Well, they're looking very good so far. Fundamentally sound, hardly any turnovers, excellent rebounding.
Bowers missed the free throw. Oh, they found a click, but the rebound is by Napa, though. They send it way back out. Comes over to Swim. He's between circles now. Working a bit of the weave as it goes right side to Greenlee. He'll bring it toward the top of the key. Passes to Oda on the angle, left side. And then the ball is deflected, stolen away by Anatoni. He drives down, and he fires it too hard and out of bounds. Boy, that was where he had the shot opportunity on the drive and elected to kick it into the corner for perhaps an open three-point attempt, but it was too hard and went off the player out of bounds. Napa brings the ball in the forecourt. Bowers lobs one to Swim, gets around the player, and as he tried the shot, there's another foul called, and that'll put Swim back at the line with two free throws. I think Galvin is going to be called for the personal foul. That's the third team foul here in the second half, and Swim at the free throw line missed the first. He had made four in a row before that miss. Napa has its biggest lead, 14 points. They have just been increasing it and pulling away a little more. Donahoe comes out of the lineup for Justin Sienna, and Liam McDivitt comes back in now. So they leave Benz in there. Although Zachary Kiefer is still in there. Anatoni is in there. Free throw is good, and Galvin is the fifth player. So swims, split free throws, missed. Coming down quickly, going up and scoring. And who got that basket, Dino? That was so quick on the fast break.
I believe it was number 22, Ira.
Okay, so that would have been Kiefer, Zachary Kiefer. There is a whistle away from the ball, and a foul is called. It's going to go against Justin Sienna on a shove. That is going to be on Kiefer, Zachary, who just got that last basket. That was his second field goal in the game. Follow Justin around. They stay in their man-to-man alignment. Knapp has been using a zone here in the second half. Passes to Bloom. Drives in. Goes up. Missed shot. Rebound. Up and good by guess who? Brock Bowers off of the offensive board. Has 20 points now. One more than the entire Justin Sienna team. Coming down, going up, putting a shot up, no good by Keith Benz, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it's awarded to Napa High. Boy, another offensive rebound by Bowers, and the sophomore put it back up and has had 10 field goals in this game. There's a three-point attempt up, no good by Stephen Bloom, rebounded by Liam McDivitt for Justin Sienna. He drives in, may go all the way, puts a shot up. No good. Bowers rebounds out on the left left side. The pass comes to Bloom. Bloom goes to baseline. Cut off there. Back to Swim. Swim drives in the lane, goes up. Underhands it up and in. And Swim has 5 points in this quarter, 9 points in the game. And Justin Sienna is taking a timeout, and it is going to be a full timeout. So we will take time now midway through the third quarter, and the score is Napa High 36, Justin Sienna 19. Back after this.
We were waiting there for the referee to signal whether that was a foul or a 30-second timeout, and he just sort of lolled around there before signaling was a full timeout. Anyway, for Brock Bowers now, I have him unofficially with 12 rebounds to go along with all those points. So he's got his double-double, and at the rate he's going, he may have close to 20 rebounds before this game is over to go with over 20 points. He's just having a marvelous game.
Yeah, and just a sophomore. You know, you mentioned about him being very good in football. Not this past year, but he was on a receiving end of the football this past year. But the year before, he was the quarterback and was an outstanding quarterback. So we're ready to play to resume. Back into the lineup is Barrett Donahoe for Justin. They try to break the press, but they are unsuccessful as Bowers intercepts, but then he throws the ball away. Going down the left sideline, Tyler Oda, he tried to get a pass to him, but it sailed out of bounds. So it will be Justin's ball near midcourt. Pass comes in to the logo at the center of the court here, to Donahoe, working over now to Humphrey. Gets it back to Donahoe, then goes toward the corner. He gets the pass, and he'll fire a three from there. It nicks the front of the rim, no good. Bowers rebound down to Greenlee, drives in, goes up. Shot is blocked nicely by Wyatt Humphreys. Boy, did he go up in the air to block that shot. Justin comes down, nearly throws the ball away, but Donahoe controls it. They set a pick for him, and then a rolling on the pick as Satin goes up, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Bloom. Loon to Greenlee in the forecourt. Napa with the ball to Swim. Swim jockeying for a shot opportunity is tied up. Well, he wanted to try to maneuver there to get a shot away and was unable to get the shot away and was tied up. The alternate arrow still still favors Napa, though. We're inside of 3 minutes to go. We're in the third quarter, and it's 36-19. They go to Bowers to the left of the key, and he has the ball deflected away, but it's off of Bowers. So it'll be Justin getting the ball at the backcourt. Looked up in the crowd, saw Joe Donahoe, who is coach of the Vintage girls team here tonight, watching his son Barrett out on the court. And the pass intercepted by Bowers. Passes over the right side of Bloom. Bloom comes down, kicks it over to Greenlee. Greenlee gets it over now as they work to the top of the key. Three is good by Greenlee. Right at the top of the key. That for Braden Greenlee is his first basket, and it was a three-pointer. Donahoe in the forecourt. Over to Humphreys. Drives in, goes up, shoots, scores. Oh, nice move by Wyatt Humphreys. He has 8 points, and that leads Justin in scoring. They only have a total of 21 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's only their second basket here in the third quarter in about 6 minutes. Keeper had a basket, and Humphreys. But Justin just had a tough time with this Napa defense. Napa brings Vince O'Kelly back in the lineup. And there is a steal by Van Zandt. Kicks it back into the corner to Bloom. He's going to fire a three from there. It's short, no good. Rebound taken out by Satin. Over to Donahoe. Donahoe brings it across the timeline now with 1 minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Passes over to Moore, Dominic Moore, who just entered the contest a moment ago, and he gets to Potrebic, who also just came in, and is Satin up, shoots, no good. Rebound, Swim, coming down. It's two-on-two. Swim's going to take it all the way, and the shot is blocked. The score is 39-21. Napa opening up a big lead here in the third quarter. They've scored 14 points compared to 4 points for Justin. Ball comes over in the left corner to Donahoe, fires it up, no good. Rebounded by Vince O'Kelly for Napa High to Greenlee, who hit his three-pointer on the last time down there. Coming up on 40 seconds to go in the third. Keith Vince got going over to the scorer's bench, getting ready to re-enter the contest. 15 seconds on the shot clock is Swim. Over to three is good, and one. A chance for a four-point play for Stephen Bloom. He fired it from deep in the left corner, a three-pointer. Not only was it good, but he was fouled on the play and has a chance for a four-point play. That Oderbeek called for the foul. So to the foul line for the first time tonight, Stephen Bloom. He's the senior. He's had 2 3-point baskets and a 2-point basket. So he looks for his 9th point, and he missed it. Off to the left, no good. And the there's a whistle on the rebound. And there was a shove on the rebound attempt by Napa High. It was going to be on Brock Bowers. That is only his second foul. And that's the first team foul against Napa here in the second half. And we only had 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. There's a three-point attempt up, rimming no good by Dominic Moore. Rebounded by Napa. They have 10 seconds to go in the quarter. O'Kelly passes in the corner right side, a three-point attempt, no good. And with the rebound, Oda, and his shot caroms off the backboard as the quarter ends. And Napa has doubled the score on Justin Siena. After three quarters, the score is Napa High 42, Justin Siena 21. Back after this. We reminder, you're listening to KBON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. This is Ira C. Smith, along with Dino Alessio. And Dino, in that third quarter, Justin Siena managed only 4 points, and Napa, 17.
Yep, and one of the stats that's really telling here is Napa leads in rebounding, 34-18. And they're doubling them up in rebounding and doubling them up on the scoreboard, Ira.
Well, as we start the fourth quarter, Justin Siena gets the ball on the alternate position. They start out by working a weave. They look to Humphreys. He gets the ball, starts to drive in. He's checked off, gets the pass back out. The shot by Dominic Moore is short and rebounded by Bowers. Brings it to the forecourt. Gets it over to Oda. Well behind the arc. Underneath the Greenlee, he's open, lays it up, and missed the shot. And Humphreys rebounds for Justin Siena. Just after Humphreys 8 points, the next highest score is with 4 points for the Braves. Humphreys. So it's been around. The shot by Satin is no good. The rebound to Napa High. O'Kelly brings it to front court with 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Over to Odom. He just doesn't shoot much. He's only a freshman, but handles the ball so well. Pass goes to Bowers. Bowers baseline right side. Cross court. Goes to Greenlee. Starts to drive in. Pull up jump shot. Rim's no good. Bowers rebounds, but the ball is taken away from him by Satin, who loses it out of bounds. Well, they're saying that Bowers tapped it out of bounds, so it will be given back to Justin Siena. Zach Swim comes back into the lineup, replacing Brock Bowers. So Bowers goes to the sideline. I don't know if we'll see him again or not with that big 21-point lead, but he leaves the game having scored 20 points. Driving in, going up, shooting, and scoring for the Braves is Keith Benz. Took that basically the full court. We have a foul in the backcourt against Justin Siena. The Braves' sixth team foul. Benz called for the personal. That's his third personal foul. Jim McLaughlin, the official, does such a great job. Stop play there. He wanted to point something out before they resumed action. McLaughlin working with Carrick Kramos as the two officials tonight. Napa with the ball. Tyler gets the inbounds pass. Comes across the line. That's Tyler Odom. Takes it in the corner. Greenlee will fire a three. Kaboom! Greenlee gets his second three-point field goal here in the second half. And Napa goes ahead 45-23. We're at the six-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Humphreys starts to drive in. Goes up with a shot, partially blocked. Rebound, Satin is blocked. And the ball is tipped back into Greenlee. He is fouled by Satin. Jaden Satin, a sophomore. Four sophomores on the Braves varsity, along with four juniors and six seniors. Napa High with just three seniors, six juniors, two sophomores, one of whom is Brock Bowers, and they have one freshman on their varsity roster. That puts at the foul line Greenlee, and he missed the front end of a 1-1, and it's rebounded by Justin Siena. Donahoe in the backcourt. It's to Moore. Now it comes to Ben. Fires it underneath, up with the shot, and missing was Humphreys. The rebound is taken out of there by Swim. May go all the way, but no, he kicks it in the corner for a three-point shot. No good by Bloom. Rebound comes back out, a long rebound taken by Napa. Greenlee gets it, fires it back up, no good. And going high for that rebound was Wyatt Humphreys for the Braves. Down to Satin, back out Humphreys. He tries the three. It rims, no good. Rebound underneath Satin, up and good. Jaden Satin gets into the scoring column. As I mentioned, the leading scorer, Wyatt Humphreys, has 8 points,
Next highest has four for the Braves, and we're in the fourth quarter inside of 5 minutes to go. Swim drives around Humphreys, and as he is clobbered as he goes for the basket, and rushing in there was Bloom to help pick him up. And look who's back into the lineup now, as Brock Bowers was just given a little breather on the sideline, and he comes back in there. But Coach Zach Cook, if he cares to, have a chance to do some liberal substituting here. Free throw is no good by Zach Swim, the first of two. He made his first four tonight, but has made just one of his last three. He'll be back at the foul line. The official waiting as they're lining up. And into the ball game is Will Marsalis. Marsalis, a junior, making his first appearance in tonight's game with 4:48 to go. And Swim scores the free throw to get him into double figures with 10 points. Bowers with 20 points. The two of them have five more than the entire Justin Siena team. Pass down to Satin, goes up, shoots, missed, rebound put up, and it's no good. Satin's rebound is up. It is good. Great second effort by Jaden Satin there. And that makes it 46-27. Braves get back on defense, but Greenlee tries to beat him. He drives in, and he's fouled as he tries a quick drive to the basket. He'll shoot two free throws as the foul goes against Humphreys. That's the first foul on Humphreys. Check it, the third foul, we should say, on Wyatt Humphreys. The first free throw is good by Braden Greenlee. He's one for two tonight. Ruiz has come onto the court for the first time tonight for Napa High, as Greenlee scores both free throws. Coach Zach Cook off the bench saying something. Ably assisted by Greg Johnson and Brad Swim. Justin on the attack. The ball is deflected away by Ruiz, but he picks up the foul, reaching in. So he just enters the game and picks up his first foul. Mentioning Greg Johnson, his mother has been a little bit under the weather. We hope that she's doing much better. Hope that she has her radio on tonight and finding the Napa team doing such a good job here, particularly after that first quarter. Napa led by one after one quarter. Donahoe drives in, scores, and one. That's his first field goal in the game. He had two free throws. And now we'll go to the foul line, as that foul was called against Zach Swim. That is his first foul on Swim. Donahoe at the free throw line, where he's two for two tonight. Bounces the ball, eyes the basket. Right-hand free throw is perfect. That gives him 5 points, and he's the second leading scorer now for Justin Siena. And they trail it 47-30 with 4 minutes to go as we're midway through the fourth quarter. Swim drives into the lane. He's got a little opening, goes up, shoots, and scores, and one for him. He was fouled on the play. Got a dozen points now, plus a chance for another one. Galvin, let's see. Yeah, it was Galvin who was called for the personal foul. That's his third. Free throw is up. It's no good by Swim. Rebounded by Justin Siena. They get the ball over to Barrett Donahoe. He walks it in the forecourt. No need to rush now. Trailing by 19 points with 3:45 to go in the game. Over to Galvin. Drives into the lane. Over to Humphreys. Goes up. Shoots. He missed it. Goes for the rebound. Galvin gets it instead. He'll go back up with it. It's no good. Greenlee this time, or we should say Humphreys this time, puts it up and in, and he's in double figures now. 49-32. Will Marsalis has the ball front court for Napa.
They still have Swim and Bowers out there, along with Greenlee and Ruiz. The ball tipped away, taken by Benz for Justin Sienna. It's a 3-on-2 fast break, and Benz goes up in the air and does a little pirouette as he is fouled on the play. A little spin move there going for the basket. He'll have two free throws coming. So the personal foul in Marsalis is his first. The free throw by Benz is no good. It has not been a Justin Sienna Braves night.
No, the final totals, I think, are going to show that they haven't had a brilliant shooting night, although a lot of that has been the result of that sticky defense by Napa. They're just not letting them get good looks at the basket very much.
Benz stepped across the line, so that would negate, even if he made it, he missed the free throw. Some kind of horn went off. Well, Justin back on defense as Napa brings the ball in the forecourt. They double-team Oda and commit a foul. That's a double bonus in effect now for the Napa Grizzlies, so it'll be two shots coming for Tyler Oda. He has yet to score while he has been out there most of the game, hardly ever shoots, and handles the ball really well, and he's at the foul line looking for his first point in the game, and he gets it. Tyler Oda, 1-for-2 at the foul line. The freshman is back here. He's not superstitious. He wears number 13 on his jersey. No good, his next free throw attempt, and it's rebounded by Jaden Satin. Satin gets the ball into the forecourt to Donahoe. Donahoe takes it left side. Galt, as he starts to drive in, we have a whistle and a foul. It'll be a two-shot foul, I think. No, it says it was just a common foul, so it'll be out of bounds. That foul was charged to Swim, his second foul. It's only the third team foul. Or check it out, it was the fifth team foul. There's a hurry-up shot, no good by the Braves, and a jump ball. As Ruiz got in there to tie up Benz, who was battling for the ball, 2.5 minutes to go. We're in the fourth quarter, and it's 50-32. Napa led 11-10 at the end of the first quarter. Justin gets 7 points in the next quarter, and Napa had 14 points. But Napa had that third quarter where they scored only 4 points. And they are down now 50-32 as Napa brings the ball forecourt. Comes over to the left side to Van Zandt, who just came back in. Van Zandt goes baseline underneath the Swim, puts it up and in. Swim, the starter, is still in there. He's got 14 points now, and he and Oda are two starters that are still in the lineup for Napa. There is a foul on Swim as he bumped into Humphreys, but the bonus is not yet in effect. The 1-and-1 bonus will be effective on the next common foul. Well, coming in are Jack Hunter and Tony Gonzalez for Napa High. Swim goes out. They leave Oda in there, however, so Oda is one starter that is getting more experience there. Boy, they're just moving him around out there, too. Galvin drives in, goes up, missed the shot, scramble for the rebound, foul is called, and now we are in the 1-and-1 bonus as Logan Van Zandt called the foul, looked at the official, and just that indicated that he didn't agree necessarily with the call. So that will give Justin the 1+1, which means Benz has to make the first to get the bonus. Benz is 0-for-1 at the free throw line tonight. Justin has scored 11 points so far in this quarter, and the Napa's just 10. free throw is no good. I guess it must have been a two shot. I thought it was a one and one. They were saying, no, they're giving him a two shot foul. They're conferring it. And Jim McLaughlin, the lead official, coming in, indicating that it was supposed to be a one and one, and it was not the double bonus. They're leaving the game as Oda. So all the starters are on the bench for Napa High as Joe La Liberta is in, La Liberta, for the first time tonight. So Justin will inbound the ball. It was ruled a jump ball, and on the alternate possession, it was the arrow pointed to Justin. So that's what happened on that. He's driving into the lane. Is Humphreys can't shoot. Gets it out to Benz. He doesn't shoot. Back over to Humphreys. Gives now to Galvin. Drives in the middle. Satin puts up a shot. No good. Rebound taken out by La Liberte and deflected away. But the Napa touched it last. It'll be Justin's ball. Minute 20 to go. A 20-point bulge for Napa High. 52-32. Donahoe tried to drive around Ruiz, but couldn't get around him. Gets it over now to Humphreys into the left corner. A three-point attempt, no good by Keith Finn. Rebounded by Napa. They're using a fast break. Now they're slowing it up, setting their deliberate pattern back into motion. Van Zandt swinging it around underneath to Ruiz. Turns, goes up, shoots, miss. Rebound taken by Donahoe. May go all the way. He does. He forced the play. It was one on two, but you could tell Donahoe wanted to go all the way.
He definitely did. He's been playing really hard all night tonight and, you know, just scrambling all over the court, and it's good to see him get on the scoreboard with a couple of buckets.
He has two free throws coming, that foul against Van Zandt. Free throw is good. Donahoe has been perfect at the free throw line. He's 4 out of 4 tonight and has 1 field goal, so he has 6 points as he's back at the free throw line now with 47 seconds to go. And he missed that one. The rebound is taken by Ruiz for Napa High. It's a pass into the forecourt over to Gonzalez, working the ball around, baseline left, and they can't get back out to Ruiz. Pass over on the right side, a good pass, but a bad shot by Gonzalez. He was open for a little 7-footer and just fired it up too hard off the backboard. Driving down, going up, and scoring on the solo play with Satin. He's got 3 field goals all in this quarter. 15 seconds to go. The shot clock is off. Napa doesn't have to shoot again if they don't want to. Jack Hunter, a junior, takes the ball right side over to La Liberte, and they're just going to hold the ball now, and time is going to run out, and that is going to be the end of the ball game as Justin did score 14 points in that fourth quarter compared to 10 points for Napa, but Napa used some of their reserve players most of that fourth quarter. So we'll be back to wrap it up in a moment, giving you the scoring and our selection of the player of the game when we return after these messages. Well, we're back here, but we're going to go back to the station for a couple messages, and we'll be back with our wrap-up following these two messages. Well, we're back here at Dan Clark Gymnasium, along with Dino Alessio. This is Ira C. Smith, and Justin Sienna did get Wyatt Humphreys into the double-figure category as he wound up with 12 points in the game. He did hit a three-point basket, and he had 3 two-point baskets and hit 3 out of 3 at the free-throw line for Justin Sienna. And, of course, Brock Bowers, while he didn't play much at all in that fourth quarter, had 10 field goals in the game for 20 points. But let's, first of all, before we look at the individual scoring, take a look at the shooting statistics in the game from Dino.
So for the visitors, the victors, the Napa Grizzlies, they ended up making 19 out of 57 from the floor. That's 1 out of 3, 33% shooting. They were 4 out of 13 from beyond the arc, and that's 31%. And they were 10 of 18 from the free throw line, 56%. That's how they got their 52 points. For the home squad, the Justin Siena Braves, they took one more shot than Napa did, 58, compared with Napa's 57. But they made only 13 out of the 58, which is roughly 22% shooting. They were 1 of 11 from three-point land, that's 9%. They were 8 out of 12 from the free throw line, 67% there. On the turnover battle, both teams did a really terrific job. Napa turned the ball over just 10 times. Justin turned it over just 9 times. Napa had 8 assists on their 19 buckets. Justin had only 3 assists on their 13 made buckets. Only 3 assists for an entire game of basketball is not a lot. And the rebounding, Napa dominated, led by Brock Bowers, who I counted unofficially with 15 rebounds. Napa altogether had 43 rebounds as a team to just 29 for the Justin Braves. The score was tied on 4 occasions, and there were 4 lead changes as Napa scored first and ended up, the lead changed hands 4 times, but Napa ended up winning big by a score of 52-35, Ira.
Okay, well, the Napa Grizzlies led at the end of the first quarter 11-10, just a one-point advantage. And 8 of those points had been scored by Brock Bowers, the other 3 by Stephen Bloom on a three-point basket. But then they started to get some more balance in the scoring attack for Napa High as they came up with 14 second-quarter points compared to just 7 points for Justin Siena. But the third quarter is where the defense really prevailed, holding Justin Siena to only 4 points, while the offense produced 17 points in that quarter to help really open it up. And that was the story then as they kind of coasted there in the fourth quarter to go 9-5, 1-0 in the league. Justin Siena drops to 9-6 overall, but 0-3 in the Vine Valley League. But as we've heard many people say, Napa could be considered the favorite in the league.
Well, I tell you, Napa looked really strong tonight, particularly defensively. I mean, I comment that Justin had a poor shooting night, but really, Napa was contesting every shot, and Justin just didn't have a lot of nice open looks at the basket. Napa played terrific team defense, they do look like they could be a contender for the league title. Of course, we haven't seen everybody yet, and we won't see all the teams play for a while now, but Napa certainly looked good in their first ever league game in the Fine Valley League.
Well, let's take a look at the individual scoring for Justin Siena. Their leading scorer was a sophomore, Wyatt Humphreys, as we had mentioned earlier, had 12 points on the night. And the second high, 6 points each for Jaden Satin on 3 field goals, all in the fourth quarter, and Barrett Donahoe, who only had 2 points entering the fourth quarter on 2 free throws, but he was 2 out of 3 at the foul line and made a field goal for 6 points. And let's take a look at other scoring. Keith Benz had a field goal, was over 2 at the foul line for 2 points. Kevin Galvin had 1 field goal, 1 out of 2 at the foul line for 3 points. Zachary Kiefer had 2 field goals for 4 points. Solomon Anatoni had a field goal for 2 points. And Liam McDivitt had 2 early free throws, made them both, and that was the extent of the scoring. Boy, the defense just really did a nice job on holding down McDivitt, who was a very good shooter, very good basketball player. Napa High was led by Brock Bowers, the super sophomore who had 10 field goals for 20 points, and he missed his only free throw attempt. Zach Swim had 4 field goals, but was 6 out of 9 at the free throw line for 14 points. A couple 8-point productions from Stephen Bloom, who had 3 field goals. 2 of those were 3-pointers, missed his only free throw attempt for 8. And Drayden Greenlee had 2 3-point baskets, was 2 for 3 at the foul line for his 8 points. Tyler Oda, 1 for 3 at the foul line for 8 points. Logan Van Zandt, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line for 2 points. And that was it as far as the scoring for Napa High. Justin JVs were victorious tonight. They had built up a pretty sizable lead, and then Napa started to trim away. But Justin was able to hold on for a 53-49 victory in the JV contest tonight. And things are going to get better as far as Justin Sin is concerned, as Dave Granucci, the head coach in his first year, finding out what to expect from these teams, and we'll have a better opportunity, I think, second time around.
Oh, absolutely. And Justin, I felt, played well. They were just overmanned a little bit by the Napa Grizzlies. But Justin had a good game, didn't turn the ball over a lot, despite the relentless defense of Napa, which was denying Justin good looks at the basket. Justin only turned the ball over 9 times, which is a very low number for a game played at the pace that this game was played at. So Justin has a lot of things that they can look at, but the rebounding hurt. Bowers was just dominant there with 15 rebounds, and so Justin wasn't getting a lot of great looks, and then when they missed, a lot of times Bowers was getting the rebound and denying Justin that second chance. But there's a lot to build on in their performance tonight, and I'm sure that they will win some games in the league this year.
Well, taking a look at what's coming up next week on KVON, we have Vintage at Napa High for girls basketball, Tuesday, January the 8th. Our airtime is 6:45 from the Messner Gymnasium, and we'll be right back there next Wednesday night for the big game for the boys, Vintage against Napa High, 6:45. That should be a dandy, as Vintage 1-1 coming into tonight's action. Then a week from tonight, we'll be back at Vintage for Sonoma Valley against Vintage. So Tuesday night, girls basketball, Vintage at Napa High, our next broadcast. And the Sports Vine tomorrow from 9 to 10 on KVON, so have a chance to tune that in. Do you know, want to take a guess as far as player of the game?
Oh, gosh. It's so hard to say, but I think Brock Bowers is going to be my guy. 20 points, 15 rebounds, and he didn't play a ton in the second half. He did play a little bit, but he could have racked up even bigger numbers. He's terrific on the football field. He's a very gifted all-around athlete, and his game translates well onto the basketball court.
Okay, well, we'll definitely go with that. He was outstanding tonight, that is for sure. And like to mention that tomorrow night, the Justin Senna girls will be at Petaluma. So their game is at Petaluma. The next game for the Justin Sienna boys will be at Sonoma Valley, and I think that's next Wednesday. Justin Sienna boys at Sonoma Valley. The next game for the Napa boys will be Monday, and that will also be at Sonoma Valley. So Sonoma Valley hosting Napa on Monday, and then hosting Justin Sienna on Wednesday night. And our broadcast has been sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. We'd like to remind you, Fox Sports is coming up next, so stay right there, and nice to have you along tonight. This is Ira C. Smith, along with Dino Alessio, thanking our engineer, Angelo Lyons. Once again, our final in the boys' varsity action, it was Napa High 52, Justin Siena 35.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.